الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم حبيب المصطفى نبي المجتبى is mentioned that the one who sent by reciting or he present in the court of the beloved of Allah a single durood, Allah the Almighty will bless that particular individual with 10 special mercies. Sallu ala al-Habib. In this world we are living in nowadays, we find that we are many times giving precedence to be it our bodies and the physical aspect as to put it in as far as precedence is concerned. Nowadays, you see, people, they are trying to, you can see that the most successful business or errand in this dunya are those people who are selling, be it food, cosmetics. These are the hot things. Because each and everybody, human being by nature, they make sure that their physical body is taken care of. We talk about this, the physical booster. When are we going to talk about the immune booster? People, they take vaccination for diseases which they don't suffer of. Have you ever considered about the diseases of the nerves? Trying to take some, be it a spiritual tonic. Being the case today, I said, allow me just only to give you the spiritual tonic of none other than the giant of Islam, Imam Al-Ghazali, alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali, Hujjatul Islam, he's well known. Before I give you the spiritual tonic, let me try and put you in track of what we are dealing with. This dunya is something very dangerous. Yeah, let me re-say it again. Brothers, dunya is something more dangerous. Luqman alayhi salam, he gave advice to his son, Ya Bunayya, my beloved son, Ad-dunya bahrun aniqun, the dunya is a deep sea, my son. It's a sea of parishani, of worries, anxieties, depression. It's a sea. غَرَقَ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, my son, people are swimming, majority are drowning. If it is a race, you think that only from a million, only few are making it to the finishing line, my son. What can I tell you, my son? They are able to swim through dunya to go to Jannah, my son. Majority of human beings are drowning, my son. I have seen that majority of the people in the dunya, they are drowning. فَجْعَلِ التَّقْوَى, dear son, make the taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal to be a ship which will ferry you to Jannah. One scholar said it beautifully, wasna kamashin fawqa ardu bi shawkatin. Now when you are in the dunya, how your step must be. Just walk like somebody who is moving in a thorn field. Yahdari ma yara. He is always vigilant. He is always introspecting before putting his leg. That's the dunya. So Imam Al-Ghazali, he said, if you want to make it, I said that it's like a sea. We need to sail or to swim up to when we reach to Jannah. Imam Al-Ghazali, he said, I've got the spiritual, I normally call this a spiritual toner. An iman boost. Let's drink this, my brothers, our iman will be boosted. Like sometimes you go to the doctors to pay for some tablets just only to vaccinate antibiotics. You can mention, nowadays it's going on and go on and go on. Some other tablets which names which we cannot even understand what it means. But we are worried of our health. If we do so with our iman, then we will be successful. There goes Imam Al-Ghazali. He said, let me give you the spiritual toner. Let me try to say that the thing or the same of this speech is the slow and the steady will win the rest. Take it slowly, my brother. Humble yourself, you will win the rest. Imam Al-Ghazali now goes on to what he said. He said, number one, if you are in the dunya, if you see a small child, you see the brothers who are sitting there, I think they are the young people, we see them. Majority of us, we don't give them salam, eh? Because it's small. We'll feel dishonored if I say salam. He himself must say salam to me. But look at the spiritual tone of Imam Al-Ghazali. He said, if I see somebody who is small, wallahi by Allah, I'll say, hada khayru minni. He's better than me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he's not a gunagari, eh? But I was thinking I'm better than them, yeah? Imam Al-Ghazali said, let me set the record right. If you see these small children, don't ever, nowadays we shout at them, isn't it? Ah, this. No. They are better than you, Bajan. Because they don't commit sin in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ. Now, if I see somebody bigger than me, there are people in this dunya who have got white beards. Now I still have got black beards. If I saw those type of people, what must I say? He said, Imam Al-Ghazali, this is the spiritual toner. Drink it, my brother. Say, he is better than me. He worshipped Allah before when I was born. How can I claim to be better than him, my brother? He had some salah, some Ramadan, which he had done before me. He is better than me. Wallahi, if we start to think in these lines, I think the dunya is going to be the better place to live in. Imam Al-Ghazali. These are the, you know, sometimes when you read late at night and the people are sleeping, you end up saying, wow. What the word. Look at how spiritual giant he was. There is always a way to see. They see with Basira, that's why. Let's go. Number three, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ الْجَاهِلِ. When you see somebody who is ignorant and is disobeying Allah, don't cheer up yourself. Also, again, feel humiliated and humbled. Just humble yourself. Say that this one here, he is disobeying Allah out of ignorance. And me, I've got knowledge and I disobey Allah and I've got knowledge. Ah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You see an ignorant person, jahil, disobeying Allah the Almighty, don't protrude your chest out, but humble yourself, say that this one here is disobeying Allah out of ignorance. But me, I know the Sharia, I know the book, but I'm disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Who is more worth? Yaqulu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah, wa man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. Man tawadha'a, brother, the one who humbled himself, the one who bent himself down. Be lower yourself, O son of Adam. رفعه الله. Allah will make, he will give him a spiritual elevator. ومن تكبر in the one who is full of himself, وضعه الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to put him the lowest of the low. One day a scholar said, أن أبيت نوما ثم أصبح نادما خير لي من أن أبيت قائما ثم أصبح متعجبا. He said, Wallahi in life, brothers, there are moments when I oversleep and I don't wake up for my tahajjud due to oversleep. Then I wake up regretting that it's better than me making the same tahajjud. Then I wake up and then I start to boast over others. Sometimes I feel that if I oversleep, then I wake up and also I know that no, now I'm a gunagar like others. I feel better than the day wherein I'll do the tahajjud, then I start to boast with that tahajjud over others. Let me set the record right. My brother, you've performed tahajjud, but you're not being told that it was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, you coming to Fajr, it's not because of your own accord. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave. How many people they want to come, and then some of them, they are in the cemetery, some are in Kalafong, they are very sick. You had the privilege to come just now. It is not from your own accord. Rahmatullahi alayka, my brother. It is a mess of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourself. When will people in Lodiam, viewers of Madani Channel around the world, start to feel in the same light? Now he goes on and say, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ الْآلِمَ. When I see somebody with knowledge, again I will humble myself. He is better than me. Allah unleashed the knowledge unto him. So how can I boast in front of him? You've got a spiritual toner for each and everybody. The small, the old, the ignorant, the scholar. We go now to the last part. Al-Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi laqawi. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُ الْكَافِرَ. Now, if I see somebody who is not a mu'min, who is not a believer, I won't boast again. I will say perhaps taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe muqallib al-qulub, Allah is known like that. He can twist the fate of the brother, then he can become a mu'min. Me, I don't have a guarantee that I will die as a mu'min. Ah, people. When I see somebody who is walking there and he's not a Muslim, I won't laugh at him. Because innama al-a'mal bil-khawatimi. Allah judge normally with the last concluding action. The brother will make tawbah. Then he become a Muslim. Now me as a Muslim, do I have guarantee people that I'm going to die with my iman? Now we are in the time of fitna. Wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that it will come a time whereby somebody will wake up as a believer. And as the during of the day progresses now with the technology, with terminology, this and that, he will end up sleeping as a disbeliever. And somebody will wake up as a disbeliever, he will end up sometimes sleeping as a believer. Now it's in the hands of muqallib al-qulub, the twisters of the heart. Really, these are the thought-provoking words which I said, let me go share with the brothers. Perhaps, perchance, we drink this spiritual toner, it is our iman boost, to boost our iman. Sometimes we say, let us boost our immune system. Now take this vitamin, take this carbohydrate. Brother, go and read these sayings of the scholars. Really, you find that if now we say that you are swimming in the dunya, you swim with vigor till you cross, you won't celebrate. The celebration shall be when we are in Jannah. As we are right now, we still have a lot to do. In conclusion, and poet said it beautifully, Ya bin Adam, son of Adam, badir bil a'mal, hasten to do good deeds now. Qabla ay yuqal, before people start to put in groups, brother so-and-so is sick. Nowadays, you know, the groups you open up, brother so-and-so is sick, he's requesting your duas. Ah, now he's serious. Ah, he's in ICU. Brother and so is gone. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. So hasten to do good deeds. And know that the one who is a nobody in the dunya is a somebody in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many a time people who is a somebody in the dunya is a nobody in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we can gym and then we start to develop meat in our body to say he's got 6 pecs, he's got 7 pecs. My brother, if you are 0 pec in as far as iman is concerned, these pecs are going to be bright pecs in Jahannam. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal inspire one and all. We make dua inshallah that these few words, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, make ourselves to reflect and to introspect before we expire. To do so, there are madani in amat. Most of the time when we see the booklet, it will be telling us the true reflection of ourselves. Then that's most of the time it will humble us. So be with those things which will make you humble in the dunya so that you can be successful. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.